Good morning, Hobart. I'm Sam Fantasia with the latest news on demand. There are fears university students will flood the already congested Hobart rental markets in early 2019. UTA has to prioritise first years and those from outside the capital for 1,100 student accommodation rooms next year. It means current residents have to move out, and the university union Sharifa Saeed Rowan says some people may have to drop out as a result.
I received notification from a number of students who've contacted me by phone, email, and have commented on a number of Facebook posts. And we've got a petition running, and many of them have said that if they are unable to attain accommodation, they'll be unable to continue their studies.
A mixed reaction to the news: building heights could be capped at 45 metres in Hobart. The property council is worried it will hamper development. Brian Corr from Hobart Not High Rise is buoyed by the result, but admits it will probably see some changes when it goes before council next week.
Proposed heights that are recommended by the planning committee, they may or may not get through. I suspect they may not, but they may go up a little bit. The 45 may go up to 50 or whatever. Still a good result if that's what happens, but hopefully it'll stay down at 45.
You might be having a bit of trouble booking an Uber at the moment. The app's dealing with a technical issue. It's not affecting all customers, but problems are being experienced worldwide. Uber has apologised for the inconvenience and says they're working to resolve it quick smart. A snapshot into young people and porn has found it's one of the top concerns for Australian parents. 69% believe educating their kids is essential, but only 41% have actually sat down and had a chat about it. E-Safety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says honesty is the best policy.
Not only should they be having open discussions with their kids, but there are a range of parental controls and device-level filters that are available that can be a really effective way to help tackle the issue.
And a church in the Netherlands has been holding around-the-clock services for the past 6 weeks to protect five Armenian refugees from deportation. An obscure Dutch law prevents the police from disrupting a church service to make an arrest. Moving on to sport now, where on the back of the Aussies' opening test loss to India in Adelaide, there are calls for an all-rounder to be added to the squad before the Perth test on Friday. Cricket great Shane Warne telling Fox Sports, Marcus Stoinis would be a great addition.
Just to relieve a little bit of pressure off Stark and that, who might be able to bowl one less spell and be a bit better.
Yep.
And company and all the bowling attacks.